All right, I want to bring in Inez Ferray, joining us live from the NASDAQ for a closer look at big tech, the wild swings there. And Inez, it looks like at least one major Wall Street firm having a very bullish call on big tech.
Yeah, that's right. Alexis, I want to mention, though, first travel, because we are watching the travel space under pressure. Alexis, you mentioned those high oil prices, which today are taking a bit of a breather. But take a look at our Wi-Fi interactive board and the travel stocks on here. In fact, I'm going to pull up a 4-day chart, because on Monday and Tuesday, we saw travel names getting really hit after those oil prices surged. And you can see here this on this 4-day chart, quite a lot of deep red. Also, some gloomy commentary from Lufthansa, Europe's biggest airline, which isn't on this chart. But basically, Lufthansa saying that the Russian invasion is preventing the airline from giving earnings estimates for 2022. Remember that Russia banned the EU airlines from its airspace. So you're watching the travel space today under pressure. Also, taking a look at automakers, the electric vehicle makers under quite a bit of pressure. Some of the Chinese electric vehicle names also under pressure. There's supply chain worries, and this is what's causing some of this pressure on the automakers. Some parts are produced in Ukraine. There's concerns about disruptions there. Deutsche Bank coming out with a note saying that European automakers may suffer, may be more impacted than American ones. But still, the automotive industry, it's a global sector, supply chain span across the globe. And that brings me to also raw material prices, which we have seen prices for metals going higher. We're looking at the precious metals. We're looking at gold futures that are higher, palladium futures that are higher. And take a look at this one. Aluminum up more than 4%. Aluminum we've seen at all-time highs. Concerns of disruptions of supply coming out of Russia. JP Morgan says that prices could go past $4,500 a ton if there's a big disruption in Russian supply. This is a year-to-date chart, up 35% for aluminum. And then you also have the other layer that's added on to this, and that is, of course, the energy prices, which would affect aluminum prices as well, because you've got aluminum smelters who use energy to produce the metal, and that's creating upward pressure on aluminum as well. Alexis, Karina?
Okay, Inez Ferray, thank you so much for that update. We're